The 19th Amendment, granting women voting rights, became law in 1920. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand appeared in Buffalo to discuss her proposed legislation that would create a national women's suffrage centennial commission. As she explained, it would start with $2 million to support local organizations seeking to create educational programs telling the suffrage story.
What's interesting about this centennial commission is we're going to have a 12-person board, and they're eligible to raise funds to celebrate the 100 years anniversary across the country and to create educational curriculum for schools across the country. And so we expect that board to raise much more additional money.
The women's suffrage movement has deep roots in New York State, including Seneca Falls, where the nation's first women's rights convention was held in 1848. Buffalo also produced a prominent champion of the cause, Mary Talbert, whose portrait was displayed for Senator Gillibrand's visit. Dr. Janice Ferguson paid tribute.
Mary Talbert continuously challenged and fought for equality on all levels. She reminded all feminists of their obligations towards all who were less fortunate. Mary Talbert, through her racial uplift efforts and clubs and community support, provided the leadership on a national and international level, drawing attention to the inequalities, especially those of women.
New York State recently launched its own Women's Suffrage Commission, led by Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.